On the Friday Meltdown this week, It Bites, calling all the heroes. On the Friday Meltdown with me, Kieran Thompson. It's Jordan, come on.
Okay, I'm Jordan.
Jordan.
Caitlin.
And
Sarah.
And on the line, Mr. Wolf.
Hey!
How are you, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. How are you?
Yes, not bad, thank you. We good, team? We good?
Bringing the enthusiasm.
We good. Wonderful.
Yeah, cheer up, Jordan. Cheer up.
You know, I'm tired.
He's been in London.
London ties anyone out.
Yeah.
London ties.
Big place, London.
Yeah.
You ever been to London, Miss Wolf?
Full of people. Sorry?
You ever been to London?
Oh, yes, yes. Many a time. If you look on my Facebook page, you'll see my adventures up there, of course.
Maybe we'll have a little scan of that later.
Are you friendly with the foxes in London, Miss
Wolf? No, don't like foxes.
Okay.
No, smelly things. They smell a fox.
Ah, I understand.
So it's no to fox, yes to sheep, is it?
Oh, yeah, I'm great friends with sheep.
How's your week been, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, it's been great. Fantastic week.
So, Mr. Wolf, tell us what happened on Sunday afternoon. Monday afternoon.
Oh, I can tell you about Sunday afternoon if you wish.
No, let's talk about Monday afternoon. Let's just go to that.
Oh, Monday afternoon, Wimbledon got promoted.
Mr. Wolf is a massive AFC Wimbledon fan.
I was stuck behind a lot of people that were really enjoying being on the way to that game.
Oh,
You should have just stayed with them and gone to the game.
They scared me, quite frankly.
No.
They were very, very loud and very chanty.
That's because they're Wimbledon fans. But don't forget, you know, Wombles come from Wimbledon, and everybody loves Wombles.
Yeah, so okay.
Wimbledon.
Okay.
Just paint yourself blue and yellow, and you'll be fine.
Have I just had a sudden realisation that 8 weeks into doing this feature, Mr. Wolf is talking to Jordan?
Yeah.
It's only just struck, that's all.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Miss Wolf, are you going to be at my graduation in about 3 or 4 months' time?
I don't know. Really don't know, actually. It depends what I'm doing at the time.
If you are, maybe that you and Jordan, you know, could meet. And
do I have to be at your graduation too?
No, but we'll be in Bournemouth, so okay. I'll swing by, definitely.
Okay.
Why not? Caitlin, you're laughing at that idea. Are there any sheep? There's many sheep in the Poole and Dorset area.
There's goats that are resident on top of the hills in Boscombe.
Do you eat goats, Mr. Wolf?
No. I'm not really a fan of goats, really. Oh. I much prefer to chase a sheep and butcher it and eat it.
Okay.
You?
What's the difference between a goat and a sheep, though, taste-wise?
No, it's the sound they make.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to Taylor Swift? Duh.
Well.
The irony. Caitlin, do you think Taylor Swift sounds like a goat?
I like Taylor Swift.
Oh, I suppose somebody has to. Calvin Harris doesn't anymore.
Oh.
Too soon. Miss Wolf, what do you think?
Harry Styles, nor does Channing Tatum, nor does half of America, probably, but anyhow.
I kind of got the look on Caitlin's face that if I weren't your boyfriend, you'd currently be laying into Mr. Wolf.
I'm a little bit heartbroken about the whole Taylor Swift, Calvin Harris thing.
Why? Oh. Why are you heartbroken?
You were personally
I have really
invested.
High hopes for this one.
Oh, they're Hollywood people. No one ever stays together for long.
Yeah. I mean, but they'd done a year. I thought that was actually, you know, she was doing well this time.
Look at the Osbournes. They're not together.
I thought they were.
No, there was a huge drama.
Not anymore.
Miss Wolf, have you got any salacious celebrity gossip yourself? Do you know if Mr. Unicorn's dating anybody or
I'm looking at him now, and he's sort of draped over Barrington, but Mr. Sheepdog's next to him looking quite weird, and Mr. Badger and Mr. Pig and Mr. Sarcastic Parrot are just watching on in interest. Mr. Gorilla and Harry Relevant are just sat on the other chair, and Mr. Roquil and Jim the Triceratops. They're not doing a lot either.
Anything going on between the meerkats?
Nope.
Mr. Ghost eyeing anyone up?
Nope.
How many? What's the Mr. to Mrs. ratio in your household of animals, Mr. Wolf? If it's a lot of men to women, then
they're actually all male.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Sarah, what do you think of the Taylor Swift, Calvin Harris?
I don't know, really. I didn't think
they were together in the first place.
I wasn't care. Aware of this. I thought Travis was with Ellie Goulding.
I only told you the other day, and then you sent me a message yesterday saying they broke it up.
Be honest, Sarah.
So,
be honest. You don't care. Nobody cares. It's just a couple of people in America. They're in the spotlight. Who cares?
I personally thought that Calvin Harris was with Ellie Goulding, but I got the wrong Git Wizard altogether. So it turns out to be Taylor Swift.
Ellie Goulding was with Dougie Pointer until not that long ago.
Wrong Git Wizard. That's the thing. Wrong people. I've got the wrong set of idiots.
Who cares? Seriously. I mean, come on. You know, do we care about Johnny Depp?
Do we? That's a question.
I don't know. It's a different situation there, isn't it?
That's different.
We're going a bit deeper there, aren't we? As for public, we shouldn't care to take too much attention into salacious celebrity life.
But then we do, because it's programmed into us. Like, if I tell you a story about any drama that's happening, you're going to ask me who it is that it's occurring with, because we have this instinct to want to know.
Very true.
I don't.
Mr. Wolf, you seen anybody?
I'm looking at Caprica Cat at the moment.
Okay, you can't date a cat, Mr. Wolf.
No, I'm just looking at her. You just asked me if I've seen anybody.
Oh, very good. Very nice. Are you courting, Mr. Wolf?
No, there's no female wolves on the Isle of Wight. I mean, come on, they'd shoot it. They'd think it'd be like the Beast of Bodmin or the Loch Ness Monster or Taylor Swift. I mean, come on. You know? There'd be shotguns everywhere.
Kanan laughed you off the hook.
Hey!
Okay, Mr. Wolf.
Hey! Hey!
So, a couple of opinions on news stories this week. Firstly, a boy missing remote woods in Japan since Saturday, being left alone by his parents. Now, I know that you're from the Siberian area, which isn't too far from Japan.
What?
In reality, it's quite far. and you're a wolf. You venture in the woods. Have you ever taken care of any missing boys, Tarzan-esque? Or George of the Jungle? Can't remember which story is which.
No. If there was a stray 7-year-old wandering around the forest, I would think, oh, look, there's a 7-year-old wandering around the forest. He must know what he's doing, because he's wandering around the forest all on his own. It would probably be turned out like Peter and the Wolf.
How's that?
You know, where he's got his little pop gun and he's do 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 do.
When I said how does that go, I knew Mr. Wolf was going to do that. I knew he was.
What? Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Everybody. Come on. Yeah, I would run a mile if I saw a 7-year-old wandering around the forest.
I'm sure he would too.
Next.
Lewis Hamilton won his first Grand Prix of the season at the Monaco Grand Prix this weekend.
At last.
Did Danny Ricciardo deserve it?
Let's see. Yes, he did, because it was his team that actually messed up in the pit stops, of course. So really, it should have been Danny R's race. But Lewis won it, so there we go. These things happen.
I've got a thing to ask Mr. Wolf.
Go on.
What's he thinking of the new Top Gear?
New Top Gear.
Mixed opinions. I didn't like the way that they were trying to copy the Clarkson-esque thing. Mm. Like, some say, you know, sort of Stig looks like an ice cream, or whatever they said about it, and coming up, you know, it was too.
It's strange.
Should have put their own spin on it. And you know the worst thing about this program?
Go on.
When the celebrities came out to do the star in the car, they played the Top Gear music, and it was very like showy. And I thought, I will just die. But
Mr. Wolf, can you take that back? We're live on radio. Can you not wish for death of?
Do you think it will get better as it progresses?
You never let me finish my sentence.
Go on.
Just dye your hair a different colour and make it slightly different to the original show.
Okay. You're telling someone who's ginger to dye his hair different. It's ridiculous. Jordan, sorry.
Do you think it'll improve as the season progresses?
I would hope so. There are some funny points in it, I must admit. But we'll keep watching it. I mean, we'll see. Here we go. There, it's not as good as the original, but we'll still watch it every week.
Very finally, Mr. Wolf, thoughts on the EU referendum? You in or out? Are you remain or leave?
Now, if I fancy going back home to Siberia, it might be a little bit difficult, even though I smuggled myself over here in the first place.
Yeah.
So if the UK drops out.
Have we got an asylum wolf? I've never realised.
We have an asylum wolf.
Yeah.
You see, I'm not even British.
Yeah, I mean, did you claim wolf asylum or?
I am an immigrant.
Okay.
So,
So you're testament to the fact that remaining in the EU would do you some good.
I don't even get a vote.
You have to register by the June 7th, Mr. Wolf.
Yeah, well, I don't think Wolves can vote.
Yeah, I think Wolves can.
Can he? Oh. If he came here and he's still not on the records yet,
I would say that if you went down Braden Town Hall and said, "Hey, I want to vote." Hey.
Everyone would go nuts.
Providing you'd registered by June 7th.
Exactly that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think you haven't. The thing to do is not focus on all the politics of everything, you know, the economy or immigrants controlling our borders.
You don't want to focus on the economy when leaving the EU. That'd be bad.
None of that. Yeah, you don't want to focus on any of that for your decision. Your decision should be based on which one between Boris and Cameron do you want to see looking smug on the telly?
There is a need.
I'm not sure that's the best way to choose it.
If you want to see David Cameron standing there going, "You did as I told you to do and you've stayed in," yeah, and looking smug, then you vote for Boris. Or if you want to see Boris standing there going, "But what is it, a thing of common sense, we've done it for the public," then you would vote for Cameron.
What's Boris doing with himself now?
It's hard to see where Mr. Wolf
Boris
ends and Boris begins.
Boris is leading the out campaign.
Oh, okay. At least he's keeping himself in a job, though.
He's leading Brexit. Yeah.
Okay. He's also
along
an MP,
with
you know.
Nigel.
Yeah, yeah, yes. He was anyway, wasn't he?
No, he used to be MP for Henley, then he quit to become London Mayor. Now, given his time as London Mayor has ended and he fancy Cameron's job, he's now Uxbridge, I think. There you go, there's my knowledge.
And he's leading Brexit along with Farage.
Okay.
But they're two different campaigns. He's in Vote Leave and Farage is in Grassroots Out.
Okay.
But they both want the same thing, but neither Vote Leave is the main campaign, Grassroots Out. Don't want to be Vote Leave don't want to be associated with Grassroots Out because of Nigel Farage.
I'm starting to think Nigel Farage just wants to be doing something different.
Yeah,
like
he's bringing out a jazz album next month.
I think the best way to stop him is just do the exact campaigns as him, and then he'll slowly change his campaign just so he's a bit different every time, and eventually you'll get him doing what you want him to.
Mr. Wolf, finally on the Friday Meltdown, can we ask you to review a little jingle that we've got on Burst?
Oh God.
Jingle.
This is our Burst jingle. We will see if... see if any of this makes sense. Mr. Wolf, you will listen to this and talk about this afterwards?
Can I ask who's this is? Which of you did it?
None of us.
None of us. It was last year.
Oh, that's okay.
Let's give it a listen.
Hi there, Station Master. One return ticket to Burst, please.
That'll be 3 shillings. All aboard the radio train.
Next stop, radio.
Jordan, your face is brilliant. Secondly, Mr. Wolf, what do you think? Do you think we can ditch that?
If only you could see my face.
Bear in mind, the people that made that have been working with Chris Moyles. Recently.
Yeah. I'd say they've been working with the Teletubbies myself. But I mean, seriously. If you said it's none of you, yes.
And it isn't any of us.
Can confirm.
And it's who?
It was the Master's Look from last year.
So it's last year's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, ditch it.
Ditch it.
Jordan's currently having a breakdown over the Teletubbies
Jordan
comment.
Jordan loves it.
Oh my God, that's rubbish. Yeah, seriously. Okay. Try and do something, you know, sort of for people who are aged over 3 years old who listen to the radio.
What about this, Mr. Wolf? Can we just have one last opinion on a different jingle? You ready for this?
Yeah, go on it.
Burst.
Boing. Burst.
New from Calvin Harris, that's the Burst jingle.
What do you think of that one, Mr. Wolf?
Well, I mean, now you're sort of aiming for like...
It's just gone on forever.
7 to 11-year-olds. I was waiting for someone in the background to shout, "Bogies!" I mean, come on, who did that? Was it any of you?
No.
Same people?
No, none of us.
Same guys.
Same people, ditch it. Come on, you could put your heads together and do something better than that.
Shall we give you a couple more next week, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah, I'll give you my opinions on the jingles, but try and get the age ranges higher.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah. Definitely so. Mr. Wolf, thank you ever so much for listening to us.
Oh, the pleasure's all yours.
We're going to have some music. We're going to have some Hall & Oates. Is that correct, Jordan?
Is it correct?
Is it Hall & Oates?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Is it a Hall & Oates cover of Family Man, which was originally done by Mike Oldfield?
No.
Keep guessing. Oh. Mr. Wolf's Nigel on Hall & Oates. Go.
Oh, okay. Darryl Hall and John Oates formed actually in the mid-70s, I believe.
Name some songs.
Well, I can't go for that. Man-Eater, Family Man.
Name some songs.
I've got a fun fact about Mr. Darryl Hall.
Go for it.
He currently is or has been doing a web series where he just gets like his famous friends to come and do, like, just have a jam in his house. So he just gets loads of musicians in. They just play some songs and put it on the internet, on YouTube, stream it and stuff. Basically just saying, I'm not relevant now, but all of my friends are.
That fact screams youth radio at a university registration.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a fact about John Oates.
I hope no one's listening.
Bring it.
Go on.
He's got a moustache.
Oh, hot news. You make my dreams?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Mr. Wolf.
Guys, as I say, the pleasure's all yours.
One last wahey for yourself and AFC Wimbledon.
Everybody join in with me.
One,
for
two,
Wimbledon.
Three.
Wahey!
Lovely enthusiasm, team. Hall & Oates. Thank you, Mr. Wolf.
CTFN.
Mr. Wolf makes my dreams.